Hi, everybody. This is Steve Barish. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. And I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving and love and light from my heart to you. Tonight, I think we're going to discuss about love, and we're going to discuss about different things in the news. And the one thing I wanted to discuss this evening is what happened in California with a person being stepped on opening up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I think that was terrible. And the reason I'm bringing it up is I think we need to send a lot of love and light to the person who's going to heaven. I think it's so important to do that. I thought it was really not a very good thing. We were talking about being slower and being more gentle with ourselves. And when people can do something like that to another person, we have to take a real good stock of ourselves and take a look and decide to slow down. And I think this Black Friday with stores opening up at 4 o'clock in the morning and trampling somebody is atrocious, and I don't think that should be. But that's my opinion. But anyhow, that's enough of that. I just wanted to let you know that I am sending that person and their family a lot of love and light this evening. The other things I would like to talk about is love and to understand that it does come from heaven. And what we need to do is take that love and put it into ourselves and allow that kind of love and that kind of light to go into our hearts and allow that to fill our bodies and to fill our auras and to fill everything around us, which is so important because everybody needs love that we know of. It's so important to pass love, and it's so important to pass light, and it's so important to be ourselves. And the best thing that we can do for ourselves is to slow down and feel everything around us, feel the trees, feel the harmony of nature around us. There is a frequency for nature, and it's very high and very smooth. I was with a friend of mine this afternoon, and I was getting some work done, and she was doing my eyebrows, actually. I had a good friend, Debbie, who does my eyebrows, and we've been working together for the last 8 years, and I've been teaching her a lot of different things about meditation and energy work, and her room was so smooth. And the reason her room was smooth is because when she walks into that room is holy. And she uses that room in a holy place where everybody that comes in is delighted to be in that room. And she was telling me today that everybody that comes in that room doesn't want to leave. And the reason they don't want to leave is because of the heavenly energy that she brings into the room. And she's able to use and allow it to flow through the room and allow it to be with the client. It's so peaceful to be able to do that. And that's what we're all aiming for, to have that kind of love and understanding that when we are working and when we are putting out that kind of energy and love and light, that everything in the room should be harmonized. And usually she's very, very good at that. And she works at a wonderful place. But anyhow, it's just wonderful to be with her. I believe it's called Bonsignor Studios in Penfield. And she's an amazing lady. But anyhow, what I wanted to discuss is also how to make a room clean and how to make a room pure. I take my rooms very seriously at home, and I make everything very holy in my home. The living room, the bedroom, the kitchen, everything in my house, including my meditation room, I try to keep those rooms as holy as I possibly can. And what I do is that I do clean them frequently in terms of energy. I pass a lot of love and light through my home, and when people come over, they feel that love, and they leave with that love, and they're pretty cleansed by the time they leave. I take it very seriously because the Torah, the five books of Moses, and also the New Testament discusses that in very, very good detail, that people that come over should have full run of the home and to be able to do whatever they want in terms of being cleanliness and being godliness. And most of my friends are that way. And so when they come over, my home is their home. And I presume that most of you guys do the same things. But what I do to cleanse my home is very simple. I do a lot of meditation. I do meditation about 8 or 9 times a day, sometimes 7 or 8 times a day when I'm meditating with my clients. In other words, I go into a meditative state and I bring that home in the evening. Sometimes it'll take me 4 or 5 hours to come down after meditating and doing energy work with my clients. So what I do is that I take that wonderful pure energy, I bring it home, and I put it in each room of the house. I'll walk between rooms. And in my bedroom, I do have a pyramid from Fred, and that pyramid, I sleep under that, and that's quite interesting. The living room, I put a lot of light and love throughout my whole house, but 99% of the time, unless I'm in bed, I'm in my living room. My living room is my place where I have my computer and my TV and different things of that nature that I use during the day and or the evening if I'm home at that particular time. And everything that I use and touch is meant to be as godly as I possibly can get it in my home. I know that most men might not understand this, but I know that women do, and maybe some men do. Women try to make the homes as peaceful and as loving as they possibly can. And I think it's really wonderful because children, I know my mom when I was a little boy, on a Sabbath night, she would light her candles and the whole home would change when she did her prayers. And I used to love to listen to her do her prayers and put her hands over her prayers as she was doing that. And it's so wonderful to remember. My mom's been gone for about 20 years, but her energy is still around me. And she taught me to be pretty good in the home, to allow my home to be as precious as my parents were and as precious as anything else, my nieces and nephews. And it's very, very important. Everything in my home is treated with the utmost respect. And believe me, I'm a little sloppy. I'm a single guy. I don't clean up every day. I do have somebody that comes here and cleans my home. But my meditation room, my living room, my bedroom are usually pretty nice. But I just try to keep my home as nice as I can. Now, I have a vortex out of my home that's about 5 miles high and about 6 miles wide. And I do that, or I did that with my projectors until I moved everything over to my office, and now my office is very calm, very peaceful. And that's also about 5 miles high and 6 miles wide. And the reason I'm saying that is I have a friend of mine, Tom, who comes to my home, and he can actually feel when he gets off the expressway, which is about 5 miles away, and he can actually feel the energy, quite well. And he says it's about 6 miles away, pardon me, it's about 6 miles. So the presence of it is pretty strong. So I think the best thing to do is when you get home, it's just love. Just use as much love as you possibly can to cleanse your home and to put a lot of love in it. I put a lot of love in my home every day, and I thank God for everything that I have every day. And that's what I do. And to cleanse the room, there's a couple things I do do. If I feel the room is heavy, I will buy kosher salt. I learned this from a great shaman who told me about it. It was very, very interesting to do. But what I'll do is take 4 containers, little cups. I got a pure one. and I'll put a teaspoon of kosher salt, if you want to write this down, a teaspoon of kosher salt, and I'll put it into four corners of my room, either the bedroom, the living room, or my meditation room. And I'll put water in it, and I'll put them in the four corners of the room. And if there's anything, any kind of negativity in the room that I might feel, that will actually be eaten up by the kosher salt. The reason I'm saying kosher salt is prayed over. And it's a very, very powerful prayer. And the salt will actually detoxify the room completely. The other thing is that I use sweetgrass also to purify my rooms, or I'll use any kind of sage to purify my rooms, and I'll do that with myself. I'll pass that under my legs and around my head and around my body to cleanse myself also. And I do prayers in the morning. I think it's really important to do prayers. If I'm working on six or seven people a day, I want to be as centered as I possibly can. And the best way to do that, I go to synagogue early in the morning, and I'll put on tefillin, or two boxes. One goes on the head, one goes on the arm. And it speaks of the absolute unity of God, and it's wrapped around our arm seven times for the 7 days. And it goes around the hand. It goes into a shin, which is three lines. And it's like the Shema. It's Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord is one. And by the time I'm finished in synagogue, I'm ready to go to work. My day is really set in that motion. And to me, that's everything in the world that I have myself set, because I don't like to be off-centered at all, especially with my clients and especially with myself. So that's the way I start my day. So it doesn't matter what religion you are or what you practice or whatever the case may be. Just start with a prayer and let that, allow that to be and to go into your aura and allow that to cleanse you as best as possible. There is a prayer that I use when I get out of bed, and it's Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctified us with thy commandments and commanded us the washing of the hands. And actually, when I say that prayer, that actually changes my energy from when I get out of bed to washing my hands, and I can actually see the pure white light go through my body after saying those prayers. So God is really there. He really watches over us, and he really knows what we're saying. It's really, really important to me that I have a lot of love in my heart for my clients and a lot of love in my heart for the people that I'm talking to this evening. And it's very important to me to know that, to keep myself as centered as I possibly can all the time. I let myself go, of course, when I'm sleeping, because then I don't know what I'm doing at all other than getting a good night's sleep. So on that note, what I would like to do, if anybody needs a healing, please just call me. We have a few numbers here that we can give out. It's 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756. And it would be really good if you wanted to give us a call. And, you know, if you want to do that, I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can. What I'm going to do now is bring down the heavenly light from heaven. It should be right in front of all you guys right now. It comes down instantaneously. I can see it, and I can see a pure white light above that light looking down. And I see hands above that light, and they are moving rapidly. So if anybody's out there that needs some help, please don't hesitate to call me. That's what I'm all about. I don't charge people with a phone. I mean, in terms of talking tonight, I just want to help everybody that I possibly can, and to let you know that you're very much loved in my heart, and I'm willing to help you as much as I possibly can. So if anybody needs that help, please don't hesitate to call. But to continue with the house, a house is not a house. It should be a home. And the home should have a lot of love in it. And believe me, I know, my mom, God rest her soul, kept a beautiful home, and it was so important to me to watch how she did that, and to know that even guys like me or anybody else, they should keep a home that's very beautiful, and also to keep it very holy, and put things in the home that that mean a lot. So, hello.
Hello, Steve.
Yes.
Hey, Steve. It's Kirk. How you doing?
Oh, hi. How you doing, Kirk?
Doing wonderful.
Good.
Just wanted. I was listening to your radio show, and I heard that you. I heard you say please call in, and I was just calling in to touch base with you.
Well, wonderful. Wonderful. You had called me, I think, about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was trying to get in touch with you to try to do a session, and
my problem is I'm so busy, Kurt. At nighttime, what I'm doing is calling back my emails. I'm so busy right now. I don't know what happened with the radio program. It just took off like crazy.
I understand because I know you do like 30 massages a week, and I know that's gonna take a lot of your time and energy, you know, plus you do your radio show, so I know how the long days go.
Yep. Are you going out to sea again?
Am I what?
Are you going to be going out to sea again?
Tonight? I was thinking about going into Pensacola.
Cool.
I'm down here in South Alabama, so yeah, but right now I'm currently packing up this new job I got. I fly out in the morning. I'm going to Indiana. So I'm starting
wonderful.
A new adventure tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so I'm feeling pretty hyped up and feeling pretty good about life.
That's wonderful, Kurt.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Well, listen, I was calling. About 2.5 years ago, I had surgery on my shoulder. And I don't think I told you about this. And, it's back, for the most part back to normal, but I still have trouble with, lifting weights and doing push-ups and stuff like that. And I try to keep myself in shape, so I was wanting to see if there's anything you could do.
Yeah, there's a lot we can do. You have some, on the front part of your shoulder. Are we talking about the right shoulder or the left shoulder?
The left shoulder.
Okay, because that's what I'm picking up is the left. There's a lot of scar tissue there.
Yes.
You need to, do you swim at all, Kurt?
Do I swim?
Yeah.
When I get a chance to, but I really don't get a chance to much.
Okay.
But I know where I'm going to be staying. They're going to have an indoor swimming pool. So, yeah, I'd
probably
start.
That would really, really be good to do, Kurt. That'll help with the scarring. What happens is there's nothing to attach to bone to bone other than ligaments and tendons that hold everything together. So the best thing to do, you're going to need to learn to stretch, and I usually get that from swimming, Kurt. You know, with my massage work, I have to swim. So that's what I do, and it's really, really important to do. Now, what I do in the pool is just as important as swimming. And I'll say to myself, I build my confidence. Any kind of scar tissue, anything in my shoulders, anything in my fingers, I allow the energy to go through to be pure, to allow it to be cleansed as much as possible. And that really helps me a lot. So when I'm breathing and I'm doing that breath, I breathe in the breath of God and I allow that to go wherever it needs to go in my body.
I got you. Yeah. What I do is I just try to put positive light through all of my cells and all of my, from my heart, and I spread it out through my body, down my legs, my arms, fingers, toes, down to each little cell,
Right.
And I have to say that I've started to get a lot better, healing with the shoulder in the last few weeks.
Okay.
I think that's got a lot to do with it, and then I'm also taking a product from another man that I've learned. Have you tried this Stim Enhance?
Excuse me?
Have you tried this product Dr. Bell is supposed to be carrying? It's called Stim Enhance.
No.
It's very good. I've been getting very positive feedback in the couple of weeks I've been taking it. So I think Dr. Bell is going to start offering it.
Ah, Cool. No, yeah, I haven't tried it. I really haven't talked to him about that. I just swim, you know, so I do a lot of swimming. That's all that I do, and I use this, the energy. But I'll talk to Fred on Monday and ask him about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, I'm not wanting to take up too much of your time, you know, but...
You're not taking up the time. What I want to do, you wanted me to help you. As long as you're on the phone, do you mind if I help you as much as I possibly can?
Absolutely. I'd love for you to.
Okay. What I'm doing is opening up your heart a little bit more.
Okay.
You're doing excellent work with yourself. You should be able to feel that energy coming through you right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little bit.
Yes, good. Allow that to flow through you. That's it. You should be able to feel it in your hands already, in your elbows.
Yeah, I do.
Right. What I'm going to do is I'm looking at your left shoulder. What we're going to do is take the darkness of the shoulder and just clean that out. If you don't mind, I'm going to psychically go into your shoulder. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Good. I just want to take a look at everything inside. What I'm going to do is start freeing up your shoulder as much as possible. Good. You should be able to feel a lot of energy in your shoulder now. Can you feel
that? Yeah, I definitely feel that. You are an amazing healer, Steve.
Thank you. What I'm doing is breaking up some of the scar tissue for you. So allow me to do that. I'm going to go into your brain. I need to change a few things. Let me just work on your shoulder for a minute. There we go.
Yeah, I can feel like the top of my head opening up.
Yes. That's really good. What I'm doing is watching the smile, your inner smile opening up right now.
So because I'm smiling right now.
Yes, what I'm doing is that I'm working on 7 different places of your body at one time right now. So I'm working on the 7 endocrine glands. I'm also working on the smile. I'm working on your shoulder. I'm in your brain. I'm going actually right down your spine right now, so you should be able to feel that opening up as we're speaking.
Yeah, I can feel it in my lower spine.
Good. So we're doing a lot of things at one time here, because I know you've asked for my help, and I'm terribly sorry that I haven't, but I've been so busy, so I've had time to call people. You know, so I'm glad you're on the telephone and I can do this for you. You should feel a tremendous amount of energy going through your body right now. Good.
I feel it going all of my chakras and everything. Yeah, this is amazing, Steve.
Good. What I'm doing is that we're opening up your RNA, your DNA. We're opening up your atomic structure. Your cells, your blood is being changed right now. You should be able to feel what's going on with blood that a lot of people don't know is that blood needs to be loved like anything else. So what I'm doing is sending a tremendous amount of love through your blood. Now, you should be able to feel that, actually, going through your body and pumping with a lot of love in it right now. Can you feel that?
Absolutely. It feels wonderful, Steve.
Good. So what we need to do is to learn to give ourselves as much love as we possibly can. And remember to do this for yourself. As much love as you're giving yourself right now, put that in your home. Put that where you are. Wherever you are, make your home, the whole home, your altar. So when people come walk in, they just go, oh, you know, it's like it makes them feel warm, it makes them feel relaxed, and it'll make you feel relaxed.
Yeah.
And that's really beautiful. Now, the energy above your head is approximately about 4 feet high. If you take your hand and put your hand up about 4 feet above, you'll be able to feel, well, you might not be able to feel it, but what we're doing is that we're using a lot of love, and that love is about 4 feet above your body, and there are hands right above there. And there's also, if you would do me a big favor, Kurt, about a foot and a half in front of you, there's a 4-foot beam of light coming down straight from heaven. What I would like you to do is take the hand that you're not holding the phone with and very slowly, very lovingly, put it into that energy. It's about a foot and a half away from there you go. How does that feel?
Singing.
Yeah.
I can definitely feel different. I can't really explain it, but yeah, I can definitely feel it.
You can feel the light, can't you?
Yeah, I feel my hand being warmer.
Does it feel good to you?
It feels wonderful.
Yeah. You should be almost in a state of nirvana.
Yeah, I just feel wonderful all over my body. I mean, everything
is
just...
Right. What you can... Kurt,
I had some negative. I feel like you released it.
What you can do is take the telephone and yourself and just walk right... Well, the phone might die. The phone might die in that kind of energy. Why don't you sit down the phone just for about 30 seconds... and just walk into that light.
Okay.
And then come back and grab your phone.
Let me do that. I'm going to put it down now.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, that feels good. That feels good. If anybody else is out there, please step into the light. I think you'll really, really love it. But don't take your phone in with it if you got the phone in your hand. That'll kill the phone. That kind of energy will knock it out. That's wonderful. It feels great.
All right, Steve, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is amazing. That's the strongest thing yet you've done for me so far. That was just unbelievable.
Thank you.
Because I don't really see the light, but I can definitely feel it, you know?
Yes. Yes. I
think that was unbelievable.
Yeah. I've got about 13 or 14 million people that listen, and everybody has got that beam of light in front of them that are listening and want to get in touch with that kind of energy. And it's all from heaven. I don't know why God's doing it for me, but I'm not saying anything, so I'm allowing that just to happen and just keep my energy up. So everybody that's listening can actually walk into there and put their hand into it, the energy. If you put your hand back in that light and take a look at your hand, you might see your hand disappear.
I can feel it, but I can't say that I can see it. I can definitely feel it on my hand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I want to see it. I'm kind of in the dark right now, you know, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely feel it right now going through my hand. Absolutely.
Actually, your whole body, what has happened, if you look at your hand and look at it in the fourth dimension, think of yourself as being in the fourth dimension. You don't even have to know what it is. You'll actually see just pure white light coming from your hand.
The hand is starting to get whiter. Yes, it is. It's starting to kind of lighten up a little bit.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, you are an amazing healer. You've got quite a talent, and I hope that I can... achieve in my lifetime what you have achieved in yours.
Well, with humbly respect to you, I'm just a regular person like you, and I use this energy every day, so it's just something that I'm practicing with and using to the best of my ability. And
well,
we've talked many times, and you have tremendous ability, my friend.
I know, and what I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to do everything I can. I'm trying to learn as much as I can to utilize that energy for everything positive, you know, to help other people and to help myself as well. So I'm still...
God bless you. It's so wonderful. I'll try to explain something to you. With this kind of energy, your aura is exceedingly strong. You're a very strong young man.
Yes.
Put your hand out like you're going to shake my hand.
Okay.
Okay? And what I'm going to do, I've got my hand right in front of yours, and I'm just touching your fingertips. Can you feel that energy?
Yeah, I can feel it going through my fingers.
Good, good. That's your aura. Where are you calling from so people will know?
I'm in the very southern part of Alabama, right near the beach, right near Gulf Shores,
right.
Alabama.
Right. So we're basically about 1,000, maybe 1,500 miles apart.
Uh-huh.
And you're feeling
yes.
that energy instantaneously. That energy is coming from heaven. So when people tell you that your aura is only 3 inches or 4 inches from your body, you can tell them that the aura is actually coming from heaven.
Absolutely.
And that's where
it's coming
from.
I definitely understand.
We're going to put a different aspect on the aura, and I hope people start realizing that the aura is coming from heaven and not just around from our bodies. Everything is from heaven. And that's how that works, and it's just wonderful. I've actually, when I work on clients, I can actually see the oxygen going into the chakras when I'm about 4 feet above the body or 6 feet above the body. It's really wonderful to see. It's a blue, beautiful light, and then it goes into pure white light. So when I'm
that's
working
amazing.
With,
yeah. I would definitely love to come to Rochester sometime and see. And, you know, get to meet you in person, because I think you're just a wonderful healer.
Yeah, it's just wonderful talking to you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Wonderful. You're an amazing guy yourself.
Well, great, great. I'm glad to hear that. And like I said, I'm going to continue on and do everything I can to learn and, you know, grow myself spiritually. You know,
yeah.
I really love Dr. Bell's products, and I've loved the time that I spent with you and listening to your show and all the stuff you teach. I was in Oregon over last week, and we went out into the mountains and was, you know, did some hiking. And I mean, it's just to get out and to be one with nature and to feel just the cool, clean mountain air. I mean, it just felt amazing. I can't wait to go back. I can't wait to go
you
back.
You know, it's so amazing because when you start thinking fourth dimensionally, now all you have to say is, I want to think four-dimensionally, that will come right to you. People have a hard time with that kind of belief system, but you're open enough to be able to reach that without any trouble at all. And when you start getting into that kind of dimensional thinking, you'll start seeing the eyes of trees, the eyes of grass, the eyes of flower. So there's a lot to do in those different dimensions, and believe me, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I've enjoyed every minute of it so far.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's great. Kurt, thanks so much for calling, buddy.
No problem. I appreciate your, you're helping me out today, and I'll probably give you a call in the next couple of weeks to maybe do another session, okay?
Sure. My question to you is move your left arm around, see how that feels now.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm moving it all around. I mean, I don't feel any pain or anything in my shoulder. I'm going to get down and
good.
Do some push-ups when we get done to see.
Good for you.
But I feel great, Steve. I really do. Great healing
Thank
session.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Take,
talk to you later,
take
Steve.
Take care of yourself. Okay,
right.
Buddy. Bye-bye. Anyhow, that's a good friend. We made contact with Dr. Fred Bell, and he's one of the people that called me, and I tried to call him back a couple times. I couldn't get through because he was out of his house. And then he tried calling me, and I'm on my machines and doing whatever I can to get back as many emails as I can. So if I'm not massaging and I'm not with my friends, I'm usually on my computer returning emails. And again, I'm so sorry. I just got a new Apple computer. And I'm computer illiterate, so I'm having a time of my life just returning some of these emails. And the people that I have not returned the emails to, please understand I'm still learning about it, and I'm trying to return as many as I can. And it's been a lot of fun. So please keep sending me the emails, and I will eventually get back to you, I promise. But that's what we need to do with our lives. Our lives, we need to live in a holy place within ourselves, and to get in touch with the with a smile within ourselves. And that's really a lot of fun to do. The smile is called the Dantian, I believe. It's just a fancy name for me. It's just 2 inches below the belly button, but a lot of people like Dantian, so that's what I'm doing. But for me, it's just 2 inches below the belly button. And what we need to do is, if you're sitting quietly and you get in touch with that smile, just put your finger 2 inches below your belly button and hold it. You will feel energy going all through your body. What you want to do with that is just take your smile, make a smile, and then touch that area, and you'll see that that energy will go all the way through your body, every limb of your body, every aspect of your body, and that will really recharge your body. What we need to do is understand that everything that God is showing me, I'm showing you. And I've learned from a wonderful man who left me 15 years ago. He was my teacher, my enlightened human being that helped me so much on this planet to allow me to grow and to be able to use this kind of energy to show you guys and to show people around the world. And that's what I'm about, is just pure love and trying to help you as much as I possibly can, to give you the fastest way possible for growth and love without going through 20 or 30 years worth of learning. And what we're doing is that I'm taking you to a point where you can learn this instantaneously and use it instantaneously. And that's the energy that's coming down from heaven. If you stand in that light or just put your hand in that light, the growth will be phenomenal. And it's instantaneous. It doesn't take long. You're not going to detoxify like a crazy person. This is coming from heaven. So when you open up, it's not going to hurt you. You're not going to be detoxifying like crazy, because you can be instantaneously healed if you just put your hand in there or trust yourself and believe in yourself. It's so, so important to do. It's really, really great to do. If anybody else wants to call, please don't hesitate. I'm willing to help you as much as I did with Kurt. And I'll give you those numbers again. It's 1-877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. So please, don't hesitate to use that that kind of energy. And the other number is 1-530-876-9146, and that's for people in the California area that are close to BBS Radio. And that's the other thing. I really haven't mentioned too much about BBS Radio, and I want to thank everybody at BBS Radio for giving me the chance to be able to put this kind of energy out on the air and for people to be able to feel that. And I really want to thank them for trusting me and my abilities as much as I possibly can to do and give so much love to everybody that I can. So I just wanted to thank them so much for all the attention that they've been giving me lately. So thank you so much, guys. I really, really appreciate it. The other thing is that what we need to discuss is what I would like to discuss anyhow is I'm buying another product from Fred, and I used a flamethrower on my clients last week and the week before. I've had it for about a month, and I've been allowing the energy to go through me, and I've been using this, and it's been a lot of fun, and the clients are able to feel the energy of this flamethrower. On the other side of the energy of the flamethrower, it's so interesting because I can see the universe on the other side of it, and it's really a fabulous tool. So it's really, really good, and it's a lot of fun to use. I'm buying a new projector. and the projector will be platinum and gold. And it should give me about 1,000 times the energy lift that that I have with the other piece that I have here that I've been using. I need it to allow myself to go into many, many more different dimensions. I've been up in the 7th and 8th dimension, but I want to go a little bit further with this and open up to a lot more energy and a lot more light. I'm ready for it. And the projector made with platinum will allow that to happen. I was talking to Fred last night. I was on his radio program, and we were discussing the projector and the energy coming from the projector that I could see. I can actually remote view, and I like the stones. I can change stones to different colors to get the frequencies of what people want to feel, to make sure that those stones are proper for them. And what I did with myself was change my projector to platinum, to the platinum feel of a projector, and actually saw the light going through my body about 1,000 times more powerful than what I have now. So I was watching shards of pure white light going through my body, and watching the change of the energy of the projector going through. But that's enough of that. I think what we need to do is get back and talk about pure white light and how to achieve that. And it's not hard. All we need to do is ask God. And the best way to do that is to use the breath. I breathe in the breath of God. So if everybody just wants to sit down for a minute, what we're going to do is that we're going to do a little simple meditation, and that's to take in a breath of light and so just take that air in, take it in as best you can, just like you're breathing, and instead of doing nothing, what you need to say to yourself is, I breathe in the breath of light. And I breathe in the breath of God. So let's do the I breathe in the breath of God. That's more, that's where everything is. I breathe in the breath of God. You should be able to feel that energy going through you and darkness leaving. It'll leave instantaneously. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to even think about it. Allow that energy to go through you. Allow yourself to let go. As you're breathing in this kind of light and this kind of love, allow yourself to let go. That's what enlightenment is all about, is letting go. I breathe in the breath of God. You should be able to feel the light going through your body, and you should be able to feel your legs cleansed right now. Allow yourself to be free. Allow yourself to let go. That's what it's all about, folks. That's what it's all about, letting go. I breathe in the breath of God. The best way I can tell you is, if you want to feel the Lord, do it very directly. If you want to feel Him and you want to feel that kind of presence, I breathe in the breath of God. You'll feel that energy directly go right through you. He doesn't want everything to be so hard to know. He wants to keep it very simple. So what you need to do is, I breathe in the breath of God. And that kind of energy will fill you. It will actually fill you up. You'll have the shield of Abraham around you, more or less. And what you are is protected by God. I had, sadly to say, a woman that had tremendous troubles this week. And she just wouldn't let go. And I tried every day, almost every day this week. And so she wouldn't let go. Some people are so, I can't say it any other way. They're into their ego and they won't let go. And it causes tremendous difficulty. Everything is I. And what we need to do is get away from the I, and just breathe in this breath of God and allow things to go. It's very difficult when you don't let go, because when you don't let go, how can you learn? How can you be free? We need to let go. We need to allow things to let go that we don't need anymore. I know that when I go through a different growth period, there are times when I'll throw almost everything out of my house. And I need to start all over again, because what I'm doing is I'm going to a higher grade of energy, and I don't need a lot of stuff around my house that's clutter. And I'll just take stuff and I'll give it away. I'll give it to somebody that might need this or that or whatever the case may be. So I just let it go. And it's so important to do, because growth is growth. And the more you let go, the more you let go, the more light that will come into you. And that's so important, because that's where we're headed. And you'll find that the energy is growth. It's just absolutely wonderful. I know that sometimes I'll take people, and this might be good practice for you. If you ever see a wall in front of you, like a brick wall or a stone wall, don't be afraid of knocking that wall down. Kick it right in and allow that to be free, because what that'll do is, I've walked people through those walls. I've held their hands and walked them out into a field, into a mountain, into fresh air, and allow yourself to be free. Allow yourself to look at the stream in front of you instead of looking at that wall, because what you're doing is that wall is destructive by allowing to see it all the time. So what we need to do is just tear down that wall by kicking it in or using your fist and just breaking it down. Once you cross over that wall into the new energy, you're going to feel tremendous love, just tremendous energy about you. Because what you're doing is that the restrictiveness that you had before is no longer there. And you can walk and walk and walk in that beautiful space, because it's endless now. There's tremendous energy about it. And what you'll do is you can walk around for 10 or 20 years or 5 years or 5 days for that matter. And once you feel that light, once you feel that love, you move on. So it usually takes quite a while for me. But in some cases, people were feeling it right away, where they could feel the love and the light. And so it's very, very important to allow that to be free. Hello?
Hi, Steve. Scott calling from Daytona Beach.
Yes. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Thank you for the message here. When you said let go, I just had a dream last night where I was cleaning out a closet of things that were very old and getting rid of them.
Yes. Yes. It's so important to do that. You have to remember that things that are around us are usually pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be somebody else's treasure. The more you give up, the more you free yourself, the more light that will come into you.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are afraid of that because it's a boundary. And we're actually made to be boundless.
Mm.
We have to live by the Ten Commandments, and we have to live by laws, but we have to be boundless in what we are.
And I think there was some connection, too, with one of the crystals that I have. It's an Alestial that I was got in a flash yesterday
mm-hmm.
while in meditation to work with this particular Alestial. And I was
okay.
holding it through half the night. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I felt like there was some kind of contact with perhaps consciousness of that crystal or something along those lines.
Well, you have to remember that crystals do have consciousness. And once you make a connection with that, and see, it's everything is love. Even crystals that we hold are love. And the crystals can feel that. And when they feel restrictiveness, that's where you're at. That's where the crystal is. The crystal wants to go through and give you love, but sometimes the consequence of holding that in is not boundless. It's just becoming bounding. So we need to allow ourselves to become more free to understand who we really are becomes boundless at that point.
Yes, freedom is essential.
The size of the crystal doesn't matter. It's the size of our hearts that matter.
Mm-hmm. I just picked up two small ones yesterday, an amber and a EV quartz, both rather you could hold, like, not much bigger than a quarter.
Right. I use a master crystal at work, which weighs about 70 pounds. But the other stones that I have, the quartz usually, are about the size of a dollar or a 50-cent piece or whatever the case may be. And if I need to give that to somebody, I will. Usually I give my my quartz away. Some of them I keep. But a lot of times I will give them away to somebody that needs it more than I.
Mm-hmm. Do you favor the generators or the clusters?
Well, I prefer the Master Crystal over anything that I have. The Master Crystal, actually, it's quite interesting. I love all my crystals, but I love my Master Crystal. And the reason I do is because the crystal, the Master Crystal under the table, I'll actually see shards of light leave the Master Crystal and go to the part of the body that it needs very badly. And I've actually had people feel the heat and love from the crystal. So that I have under my table. And I don't really like to move it that much, so I have it basically heart to tummy area.
Mm-hmm.
And that really makes a big difference, because once the heart and the in the lower part of the tummy is the fifth brain. And that's an area called the Dantian. I was talking about that a little earlier. And so I usually have it between the heart and the Dantian area. That doesn't mean I love my other crystals less. It just means that I'm having more fun with the Master Crystal right now because it's newer.
Mm-hmm.
But can I open you up more? Would you mind? You could use the
other one
a little bit more.
I need some work on my heart because I had my aura reading done yesterday.
Yes, I can see that. What I'm going to do is open your heart a little bit more. You should be able to feel that opening right now. It's affecting your consciousness, and allow that just to soar. There you go. How does that feel to you?
Oh, it feels... I feel like falling back.
Falling
into it.
Into a chair. Get yourself a chair and sit down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm on the floor. That's the good part.
That's good. Good. Just lay back. That's it. You should be able to feel your third eye hit with a lot of light right now, so there's a lot of energy going through you.
That's the strongest area, according to my aura reading that I had. The third eye, sixth chakra.
Yeah. What you need to do, actually, is to allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, and it seems to be pretty good. I've got about two more minutes, so what I'm going to do, let go of everything right now. Just
okay.
Let go.
The phone, too?
Just allow yourself to be free. That's it. Very good. You should be able to feel yourself coming down. Can you feel that?
Yes, I'm landing.
You're being grounded right now. Haven't been grounded in quite a while. Allow that. That's it. You're doing wonderful, man. Doing wonderful. That's it.
I'm taking a flower essence to help me ground right now. It's called Red Lily. It's one of the Australian bush flower essences.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Allow yourself naturally to be grounded by yourself. Whatever you need to use, that's fine. But you're being grounded very quickly right now. Are you lying down?
Sitting on a pillow.
Okay, good. How do you feel?
Like I'm there. I've arrived.
Yeah.
At the airport.
Good. Good. listen, I'm going to have to sign off. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's been a fast hour for me. But I'll be with you for another hour. I'll make sure that you're okay.
Thank you.
Do you have my phone number, just in case?
No, I don't.
Okay. Right.
Is it on the internet?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You can look under the internet and you'll find me. What I'm going to do is just make sure that you're okay. You're doing fine, and the energy is lovely. So we're just going to make some changes, and nothing will happen or nothing will harm you. It's just all love and light, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Don't hesitate to call me next week or the week after, whatever.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Love and light, my friend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Steve Barish with the Healing Hour. I guess I'm going to have to go. It's 6:56. So you guys take care of yourself. I want to thank Dr. Fred Bell. I want to thank all you people, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and all my friends that have helped me along the way. And it's really wonderful talking to you. Please be humble in your doings. Please love people for who they are. And allow yourself to be open as much as you possibly can and soar with the eagles. This is Steve Barish and the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Bye-bye.